Grace, peace, and mercy be with you from God our Father and our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. The message today comes from our gospel lesson, Matthew chapter 11, verse 28. Come unto me, all those who are weak and heavy laden, and I will give you rest. Take my yoke upon you and learn from me, for I am meek and humble in heart, and you will find rest for your souls. This is our text. How important is getting rest once in a while? How important is that? Well, what sort of rest do we really need? Is it rest from work? Is it rest from taking care of our children and grandchildren? Is it rest from paying our bills every single month of the year? Is it rest from hearing all the terrible things that are going on in our country and around the world? Sure, we need rest for all of these things and many, many, many more. But how much rest can we alone find in this fallen world? How much is enough of rest? When I was a little boy, I could remember I hardly ever saw my father because he was working three jobs, because he had to work three jobs to pay all of our bills. And then when I saw him, he would just be passed out in bed, and I couldn't even talk to him very long. And I guess he needed rest because he was weary and heavy laden. And how about when we feel weak and heavy laden because of our worries and our fears? We are certainly living in a very scary time right now, aren't we? Stress levels are at an all-time high. Weariness, stress, fears, worries are not the sources of rest. They keep us from getting rest. And how about guilty feelings that we all have when we sin and we know that we did wrong, or when we make a bad decision in this life? All these things make us weak and heavy laden. Martin Luther, the great reformer, was for a time in his life going through some gloomy spirits. In vain, his dear wife, Katie, his beloved wife, tried to cheer him. At last, she put on a widow's garment and went around the house in the deepest state of mourning. When Martin Luther, the great reformer, observed this, he asked her, "Who is dead?" She said, "God is dead." He said, "What? What are you saying? Don't talk so foolish." "Well, my dear doctor," she said to her husband, "you are so downcast and weary that I concluded God must be dead. You're not praying enough to him. And so I put on my mourning apparel." Then Martin Luther understood the lesson that his good wife wished to teach him, and he embraced her, and he forgot all about his cares and worries, and he got some rest, spiritual rest. My brothers and sisters in Christ, are you weak and heavy laden? Are you having a difficult time right now getting rest? I know last night I didn't get any rest where I live with all the fireworks going off. Thought my house was going to catch on fire. It was scary. Jesus is the solution. He and his holy word are the source of our rest. Our Lord said, "Come to me, and I will give you rest." He also said, "I will give you peace, not as the world gives, because I am the Prince of Peace." Yes, we are living in a tough time with this virus and all the turmoil in our country and around the world. So what can we do about it? Pray. Pray your way through the day. For God is alive and well, and has promised to hear and answer all of our prayers. He may not always give us everything that we want, but he always gives us everything that he knows that we need. And what do we need now? We need rest. We need peace. We need hope and forgiveness every day for all of our sins. Thanks be to God for Jesus Christ our Lord, Romans 7:25. And how about 1 Peter 5:7? Cast all your anxieties on him, because he cares for you. Jesus gives true rest. He gives peace and not rest. He gives peace and rest. And he never, ever leaves us alone. He said, I'll be with you always, even until the end of time. He willingly went to the cross where he suffered, died, and rose again for the forgiveness of all of our sins. He bore all of that. He died for all of that so that he freely gives us all of our gifts. Gifts here on earth and the most precious gifts of all, eternal life. So that we might rest in him. So that we would have peace in him. And we gather weekly in worship. And he gives us peace and rest in his holy word. Worship is the place where you come with all of your burdens of the week and all of the piles of regrets and with all of your fears and anxieties. Jesus wants to give you and I rest. We receive spiritual rest when we hear his holy word, when we enjoy the fellowship here in the body of Christ. We get rest. We receive peace and rest when we hear his words of forgiveness and when we receive his body and blood in Holy Communion. Then he gives us strength to live each day as we rest in him. Don't ever forget these words, especially this day and age. Jesus said, come unto me, all ye that are weak and heavy laden, and I will give you rest. Take my yoke upon you and learn from me, for I am meek and humble in heart, and you will find rest for your souls. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. May the peace of God that passes all human understanding guard your hearts and minds in Christ Jesus. Amen. Do we have another song?
We do have another song.
Okay.